Hello and welcome to the Livonia Stevenson Hockey Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Mitchell, and welcome to another year of all things Livonia Stevenson Hockey. And I hope I get this right. This is the 2018-2019 season we're about to embark upon. So episode one, welcome everybody. And we are very, very, very excited to have a couple special guests with us. You may know them as the voices of Livonia Stevenson Hockey broadcast. You can hear them broadcasting on Sports Radio Detroit, all our games, which is awesome. We are so thrilled to have them. But here with me today on the podcast, Ben Salagi. Close Roger Martin. Yes. Oh, geez.
That's good.
Yeah, guys, thank you so much. Welcome to the podcast. It's first off, I have to say thank you very much for all you do. You guys have been awesome. You've added such an awesome element to helping us get Livonia Stevenson Hockey out there.
Yeah, I mean, you know this. I've been covering high school hockey now for 9 years. So, you know, it's something I always love to grow the game. And luckily, someone's loss in the media industry is your guys' gain, as I always joke. So it's a pleasure. Love doing it.
Yeah, and this has been probably the best experience I've had so far in terms of just I've been doing radio or multimedia for the last 10 years. This has been a great experience, and I really want to thank the parents last year. The parents, and I mean, just even this year already, have been just awesome and just been very kind and very open to us, and we really appreciate that, and it's been awesome so far.
Yeah, thank you again. It's just really cool with the way everything's trending with social media and with things like that, and you know, podcasts and broadcasts. We were very lucky to get a hold of you guys, and you know, Ben, I know we've worked with you with the reporting, covering the hockey, so which has always been good. But just to add this element, like I mentioned, has been great. And again, just a reminder. They can find you online at sportsradiodetroit.com.
Yep, that's correct. Sportsradiodetroit.com. And basically anywhere you can find podcasts, that's Apple's iTunes, Spotify, Podbeam, Stitcher, iHeartRadio now.
Awesome.
All you have to do is just search SRD Productions and we'll be there. So we have, I think now, 12, 10? Podcast?
Oh, like regular shows in rotation?
Yeah, regular shows in rotation.
Yeah, we have about 13 right now in regular rotation.
13, the lucky number, 13.
So we have 13 regular rotation. We have 13 shows in rotation. We have a Tigers podcast that I host that I've been doing now for about 6 years. We have a lot of fun. We've been doing that. We got to vote on the Rookie of the Year for the Tigers. So that was pretty cool. We have a popular pop culture podcast, Over Under Fair. We have a music podcast. We have a little bit of everything, and we're just trying to be an alternative to what you normally would hear on the radio or just kind of
Yeah, it's radio at your own time.
Exactly.
Right? You don't have to, you know, you don't have to tune in from 10 to 2 or whatever if you want to listen to your favorite.
248, you know.
That's sweet. Well, and also, too, not only are we thrilled to have you at Livonia Stevenson Hockey, and we'd love to keep you all to ourselves, but I know you guys do. Is it Wyandotte Football? You guys are also the voice of you two in particular, correct?
Yep, that's correct. Yeah.
Me and Roger do Wyandotte Football in the fall, and Jeremy Stover and Mike Papchak actually do Stevenson Football for, you know, awesome, which was awesome. a door opener that hockey gave. And, you know, football reached out. We said, yeah, sure. You know, we'll be more than happy to do that. And we also do with hockey. The Salem Rocks with Coach Ossenmacher. Have a good relationship with Ryan. And, of course, Clint Robert, who left Northville to be the head coach at Father Gabriel Richard and Harbor Green Hills. So there's going to be a lot of games that are going to be on Sports Radio Detroit, not just, of course, our favorite, Stevenson.
There you go.
I'm not just saying that because we're on a Stevenson podcast. I've followed this program very, very closely, obviously through reporting, and I was so happy last year. I can tell you where it happened. I was watching you guys play Northville last year after the Thanksgiving tournament before you guys went up north to Traverse City. Me and Dave were in the bowels of Novi Ice Arena. He's like, hey, you know, what are you doing? You know, are you reporting? I'm like, no, just, you know, watching the game. He goes, well, I know you guys do, you know, high school play-by-play. Is that right? I'm like, yeah, Dave. Dave, that's 100% correct. He goes, you want to do hockey? I said, yes. we don't have to negotiate the terms. You know, we can do hockey, like, right. Like, and he's like, well, when can you do it? I'm like, when do you need us? And then we went up, the very first game was that game in Grand Rapids.
So yeah. I'll tell a fun story about that too. Cause it was, so we were testing out equipment. We have the same equipment, but the problem was is we had a new system of delivery. And we had no idea how was it going to work or not. And I was remember feeling a little nervous because we did no testing. And I was like, well, I think it's going to work. And I'm not – you know, we were even – like originally we had mics like we have now. We don't have the headsets. And I remember Mr. Hillenbrand he likes to call me – he told me to call him Scott now. But Scott Hillenbrand, Scott, we're doing the game and everybody kind of gives us a weird look like yeah. And so we give him the link. And then all of a sudden, by the end of the first period, we had people who were like, this is great, blah, blah, blah. And like just – it just went quickly like that. So just as like inside or behind the curtain, if you will, I literally had no idea if this new system was going to work, and it did.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome. And yeah, I mean, it's that's the greatest thing about this is you guys doing it, that it's on the internet and it reaches everybody. I mean, we've had people, you know, parents, family, just say how awesome it is, obviously, if they can't be there just to tune in and listen to the game. So, again, thank you so much. We're looking forward to another year. You know, obviously, going back to last year, I think it was a fun year.
Great year.
It didn't end on the note that we wanted it to. Unfortunately, lost to Trenton in the quarterfinal, 3-1 there. We had an empty net late. But you know what? It was a good year. I mean, and not some people may know. I mean, even going into playoffs, we lost a couple players to injury, and a guy stepped up and played hard, and you know, beat a solid Plymouth team in the first game of the playoffs, and you know, so things were good. It was a successful year. We had a couple kids move on junior-wise, and, you know, so those are the things. And, you know, you want things validated and wins, but when you see guys moving on to play juniors, or you see guys going on to do good things in school or in the community, obviously that validates everything. So, you know, from there, I think you guys would agree summer flew by.
I mean, it
seems like we were just here getting ready for games.
Yeah.
And in Stevenson hockey fashion, they did some spring tournaments, and then we do a summer camp, which is open to all the players at Stevenson that play hockey, and that was successful. And then right into the fall, and we do a fall league with out in Cranbrook with Cranbrook, CC, Brother Rice, Trenton, Salem. So that's competitive. And we also had some players in the Michigan Developmental Hockey League, MDHL. Which is the premier hockey league for high school players in the state. They do a really good job. So busy summer, busy fall, and here we are. And right now, one game in.
Yeah.
We started off last Friday. I'm a little bitter here. I know it's started off in true fashion against Brother Rice. And unfortunately, Brother Rice was able to take that game. But, again, you know, we're starting the season. We have a lot of new players, young players playing high school hockey for the first time. And, you know, so I don't want to use the term growing pains, but you know what? It's things, and you're going to come up against adversity and things like that. So it's, you know, you can't win every game. Doesn't help when you got five guys out of the lineup either, you know, but you got to play with what you got and move on from there. So that brings us to Thanksgiving week. The annual rivalry game against Churchill will be this Wednesday.
And, yeah.
You 6 guys o'clock. Now are accustomed to the Churchill rivalry, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. I mean, no one expected Churchill, especially last year. Everyone expected a Livonia team to make the state finals. No one expected Churchill to, be that team. So, you know, it's going to be fun to watch, even though, you know, Josh Friend and, you know, guys like that aren't going to be there. But, you know, it's going to be a fun tilt. It's always going to be fun. And, you know, you always want that city championship, and, you know, you won that last year. And, you know, you also last year had a league championship. So it's important. And then, you know, you also want to make sure that you can rebound, especially after Friday's game, rebound against another good opponent and then go right into that Thanksgiving tournament at Wallace. So it can be a good springboard game on Wednesday, and it'll be right here. It'll be on Sports Radio Detroit. I can't say right here because this is the Stevenson podcast, but it'll be fun. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, and I think you going heading into Friday's game to, or heading into Wednesday's game, the springboard into Friday, you have like the tournament time for that. It's always that, especially with all these new players. It's going to be an adjustment, but just I really want to, you know, look at what happened on Friday a little bit in terms of what was great about that game. And I think what was good was that I thought Stevenson came out, matched the intensity of Brother Rice, and I thought they did a good job. And it's just the experience will come. And I see a lot of good in this team already. And just one game, I know that's just, it sounds really cliche, but heading into Churchill, heading into the Thanksgiving tournament, I feel confident this team is, it's going to, once they just kind of get feel for the ice, and as Ben kept saying on Friday, get their legs underneath them.
Yeah.
I think this team's going to be fine.
Well, and plus, you know, the first game of the year, half the roster's new kids, so they don't know exactly how each other, I mean, they kind of know where each other are based on practice, but the speed of the game's a little bit quicker than practice. So, you know, they're going to have to find out, get that chemistry that's there. So, I mean, that'll develop pretty quickly. You guys always get them in the right place at the right time, too.
Yeah, I thought that the Hillebrand and the, what was the other, the line, we're going to talk about that a little bit Friday.
No, it was Hillebrand and
McGowan.
Yeah.
And Spears.
Yeah, Spears. Yeah.
Spears and Hillebrand, I mean, those two were playing out of their minds.
Yeah.
Oh, they were. And Hillebrand, man, I mean, geez. Poor guy got hit from behind, went down, which didn't look really good at all. And you're hoping for a penalty there, but and then a block and a shot there in the game, you know. So
took one off the face when he blocked that.
But like you mentioned, Ben, I mean, it's game one.
Yeah,
you know, and it's all about the one thing I've learned being part of this program is it's you know, the, like you said, it's a marathon, not a sprint, and each game it's part of the process. And you know, it's just, that's what it is. It's the process. And, you know, it'll be another step in the process this Wednesday. I think the thing about the Churchill game is it's almost like the Ohio State Michigan rivalry in this, or any kind of rivalry like that, where, you know what, it doesn't matter the records. I think you can throw all that stuff out the window. It doesn't, it's just about the game, because you got to take in the emotion factor. You got to take a lot of things. Some of these kids' first time playing in a rivalry game, not only for us, but for Churchill. I mean, they got a lot of new guys, too. It makes for a great atmosphere at Eddie Edgar, you know, that the house gets packed, and it's a lot of fun. So the only little bit of change of the schedule this year, which is another daunting task of the schedule, but unfortunately we'll only see them once. Usually we play them twice.
Yeah.
So we've got to make sure we go in and you know, take care of business, but the guys will be ready, so. Looking forward to that. And then you guys mentioned the Cranbrook Thanksgiving tournament, which is the day after Thanksgiving. And that is with us. This year is also Salem, Brighton, and Cranbrook. So
yeah. Good competition.
Great showcase right there. I mean, you're talking about obviously with Stevenson, but then, you know, three of the top teams in D1. I mean, just all right there in that weekend. So that'll make for a great weekend of hockey.
It will, and that entire weekend is going to be on Sports Radio Detroit. I mean, because we have Salem hockey, so you know they'll be on, and then you know we'll obviously follow right after, and then whatever happens on Saturday, you know, the winners bracket, you know, and then you know the third place game, you know, same thing. So it's going to be fun, and that's a tournament too that you know a lot of people. Wallace is a beautiful small barn, and it you know it's a great atmosphere, and what. Coach Weidenbach's doing over there, you know, getting these quality teams that are always competitive. They play the game the right way. They play it hard. Some a little more finesse than others. And then when I say some, obviously I'm talking about Cranbrook. But it prepares you for later on in the year when you see these teams when it matters. And I'm not saying the regular season doesn't matter. We're talking, you know, obviously the tournament. When you see those type of, you know, teams in a quick turnover. So that's where, you know, a game like, or a tournament like this at Wallace is going to be really, really nice because you got quality opponents. Paul Mogacha always has the Bulldogs, you know, ready to go. As I joked in the, covering the D1 finals last year at USA Hockey, they should almost call it, you know, February, March, Brighton, because they are, as a CC grad, I'll say it, they're better than Catholic Central at hockey, and that's hard to say. And that's all the credit to what Coach Mogoch does in Brighton. And I mean, it's really tough because public schools, it's really tough to build programs, but obviously, we're blessed here at Stevenson that we have a good coach and Dave that does the same thing. So that's why this tournament's awesome, and we're looking forward to broadcasting it.
Yeah, and Salem just came back from Chicago playing some of the toughest prep schools in the area down there. And so Salem's already got that tournament experience ready to go. So I think the Rocks are showing some growth already, and I think that's a team that might surprise you this year a little bit.
Yeah, and you know what? And hopefully they can too. They can go make some noise out there in D1. Because any division, it's going to be tough. But I mean, obviously you have your Brightons and your Catholic Centrals, which are always amazing. And hard teams to beat. But and like you guys mentioned, yeah, it's a great tournament, good opponents, and it's nice to have that early on in the season, to match up with some of these teams. And just going into the schedule, I mean, it's the gauntlet. I mean, Coach Mitchell does a great job of putting together a schedule. He's very meticulous about it, and he makes sure, everything's down to a T as far as, the teams he tries to get. And it's no secret and no question. I mean, he goes after, the best. I mean, we want to play the best. And right, the Ric Flair quote, I believe, to be the best, you got to beat the best.
To be the man.
Oh, to be the man, you got to beat the man. There you go.
Woo!
There you
go.
No question. The thing I love about doing these podcasts is you know what? You will get your fill and your fair share of cliches. So you better just stop.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, get ready for
buckle
those.
Up for them, maybe.
They're coming.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you have your usual suspects on the schedule this year, obviously with Brighton and with Cranbrook, and you got Salem, and you got Plymouth, you got Orchard Lake, and you got Trenton. And this year it's a little bit different. We're excited, and Sports Radio Detroit will be with us for the first time. We will be heading up to Houghton Hancock to play both of those opponents in December, I believe, the 8th. That weekend.
Yeah, 7th and 8th.
Wow, that's going to be awesome.
7th and 8th.
People, I tell people that, and they're like, are you crazy? You're going to UP in winter? But I wouldn't want it any other way. I've never been up there. I don't know if you guys have.
I've never been up there.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Great things.
It'll be a first for me. I'm just kind of disappointed we're not going to be playing on a pond. We're actually going to be playing in an arena. But I'm excited for it. As I always joke when we go, these tournaments with you guys, we take the ride so you guys don't have to. That's why, we do these games. So in case, parents can't, some parents like on a Friday can't, or even if they're driving up for the Saturday game, they're not missing a thing. So
what I like about the area up there too, there's just about tens about hockey there is down here, and they don't get the coverage. I mean, obviously because of where they're at, but that's hockey country right there, as far as concerned. I mean, the Copper Kings,
that's Calumet.
Yeah, that's Calumet.
Yeah, and that's – I remember in high school, that was a team that, when they came to town, it was a team that was just so good to watch. And that was the first time I'm like, wow, Giants up there. I'm looking forward to that trip and able to kind of see the UP for a lot of beauty, not to mention, but also just a lot of really competitive teams up there.
Got to skate the river, right? No, I'm kidding. Yeah. Skate the river.
Bring your skates here, right? But, and then obviously with that, we'll have our trip in January, the Traverse City trip, which is awesome. We go up to Traverse City. It actually started with us going up there as a four-team kind of showcase, and we would play Central and West, and it was just four teams, and it's grown into a massive kind of north-south showcase, which I think I want to say they got like over 20 teams this year.
It's grown.
Yeah, so it's the great thing about it is, number one, it's a fantastic trip. It's awesome, and we love going up there. We've become so friendly and such good company with obviously the Central and West teams, but the people at the rink and in the community. We stay at the same hotel. For people how awesome is this? We have our own team bus driver, Clarence. Shout out to Clarence.
Clarence rules.
Yes, I mean, we are fortunate that And you know what? He's part of the family. I mean, and so it just makes for a great time. And even though that there's a lot of teams up there, it's one thing that's special about that trip is we play Central and we play West. It's kind of one thing that they've let us stay with ever since the days before this came a big showcase, which makes it a great trip in itself, again, because of the great respect and friendship we have with both those programs. So it makes for a great time. And again, as Ben mentioned, for those of you, we're going to keep plugging them all day. Plug, Sports Radio Detroit. They will have all the action. Mm-hmm. So, and then just want to mention a couple other notes of the season. This will be the second year, and I'm going to give a lot of credit here to my brother David, Coach Mitchell, who was instrumental in putting together the MIHL versus the KLAA showcase, which will be at Eddie Edgar Ice Arena again. I think that's December 15th.
December 15th. Right, Ben? Yeah. That is that Saturday. Wall-to-wall hockey from basically 10 in the morning until 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
That's when the final buzzer will go.
And you know what? High school hockey is gone leaps and bounds over the years, all over the state, from the UP down to the west side to everywhere. But this is going to be a showcase of two of the best leagues, I think, in the state. And that's no disrespect to anybody else, because, again, hockey is growing. It's become you're seeing teams from the west side and everywhere. I mean, it's just – but these are just really two strong, real strong leagues. You know, obviously with the MHL, you got your Trentons and your CCs and that, and then your Brightons, your Heartlands, Stevenson, and Plymouth on the other side. So, yeah, if you can make it out, it's a great day of hockey. All the matchups are going to be awesome. And then towards the end of the season, we will be at the MIHL showcase down in Trenton, which is put on by the MIHL, which is the premier high school hockey showcase of the year. There's nothing better. It's the best hockey teams around, and they even bring in teams from other states. They brought in academies like Culver. They brought in
Notre Dame and Wisconsin.
From Wisconsin, teams from Toledo.
Yep.
And I mean, it's a great job. Andy Wiedenbach and Scott Locke do a really good job from Cranbrook of not only getting those teams in, but they do a good job of the matchups. To try and make sure nothing's really kind of one-sided. They got three rinks going. It's a great weekend of hockey, and we're very fortunate to be a part of that. So that just adds, again, to the gauntlet schedule. As you guys know, I mean, we don't want it any other way. I mean, that's what we're looking forward to. Those are the things that we have, on the calendar, and excited to have this season get started here.
I was going to say, I'm excited. I'm double checking the schedule right now, and there is
not a dull moment.
No, not a dull moment at all. I mean, even early in the season, still Northville, Novi, and then going up to the UP, facing the two premier teams in the UP, then coming right back, facing Klenau's St. Mary Eaglets, and then you have Brighton again, Plymouth, Salem, and then, you know, back to Traverse City, and, you know, coming home for Franklin, Howell, Heartland, and Country Day with Avola, and that's going to be a battle. And I don't think anyone expected Country Day to win a state title like they did last year. But that kid in net was if you haven't seen him yet, that kid is incredible. There's no other way to put it. He played in the MDHL, did a very good job. And we mentioned in the broadcast, you know, Josh Susio got his kind of coming out party for people who didn't know who Josh Susio was. He had it, you know, he was just as good in the MDHL. In those weekend games. So, yeah, you look at it top to bottom, it is going to be this team's going to be one of the most battle-tested teams heading into the state tournament. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm truly excited. It's going to be great.
Well, and that's the thing, too. You know, we talk about it, and it's you want to play a competition like that because it does help your team get better. And, you know, I don't like the term when you're talking about high school hockey or even high school sports in general. People say, well, you guys are rebuilding. It's not pretty much every year is a rebuild because you lose players. You lose them. Mm-hmm. So in essence, you are kind of doing that. But a term I'm going to steal from my brothers, you know, you look at it like just reloading. I mean, you have to everybody's losing players, and it's a matter of, okay, everyone's going to have new guys. Some may have more than others. Some may have less. But it's a matter of bringing those guys in, getting them accustomed to the process, mm-hmm. as we mentioned. And you know what? I don't care who you are. I mean, teams are going to have growing pains, and adversity will come in some form or another. Whether we're seeing it right now with the Spartans, unfortunately, starting off the season with players out due to injury. But that's no excuse. You still got to come out and play. Other teams have injured guys, and you know what? It's the next man up, and it's. We know when those guys come back, they'll be ready to go, and it'll be that much better. So. It's great. It's awesome. It's here, and I'm excited.
I'm excited.
Excited.
I was gonna say we said it on the broadcast on Friday. It was like Christmas. Just seeing everyone.
He got really giddy. He was dancing.
I was just saying hi to everyone at Eddie Edgar. Shaking hands and just seeing friendly faces again. I still get goosebumps talking about it. I can't wait for Wednesday. I can't wait until Friday and Saturday. I can't wait. To call a goal, the first goal of the season. I'm looking forward to seeing who gets that opportunity, who breaks through that glass ceiling and opens the net for other people. Because I think it might be one of those guys like Spears or Hillebrand, guys that really work hard on Friday to maybe they'll be the ones that lead. Who knows? That's why I'm excited. Yeah. We still don't know so much about this team, and it's gonna be fun to watch them grow.
I know it's funny. You hear that through all this, what was it? Sparky Anderson always said 40 games. 40 games. Yeah, 40 games. Obviously, we don't have 40 games, but that's just the thing. I mean, in the season, it's early on. Everybody's just got a game under their belt, so you really can't gauge anything. I can just tell you that with the history of Coach Mitchell in this program, that no matter what, who's going to be out there, the guys will be ready. They'll be prepared. And they'll be ready to go.
That's all you can ask for is, have an opportunity to compete. That's the only thing that's given to you. And that's cliche as heck, but I don't care. That's the only thing that any competitor wants is the opportunity to compete. And you get that. And, you get the opportunity to get better, in between those games. And you get new tests every week. And the test is going to be on Wednesday night. It's going to be fun. Yep.
And that's just the key. Get better. And that's something that, it's hard. You look at things and, you just got to tend to move on. If you lose, you got to put that behind you and you got to go and you got to look at the next one. And again, the cliche, right? But it is so true. Any sport, it's the next game at hand. You can't be looking past Churchill. You can't be looking past anybody. You can't have the night off. And
you got a league title to defend. You have a league title to defend.
True. City title.
And right? city title to defend.
And like we mentioned before, it could be the last game of the season. It could be the first game. Records don't mean anything. Yeah. And that's the great – and then you talk about high school hockey. You got rivalries all over the state. There's another big one on Wednesday, Brother Rice Catholic Central.
Yep.
That'll be an awesome game. Two big powerhouses going at it. So good big things happening not only with Stevenson but with high school hockey in the state as well. I think it's doing really good. It's moving up. It's trending up. And with the help of you guys, it's growing, obviously. So we're really excited with that. Okay, and now is the portion of the podcast where we like to bring in the head coach, David Mitchell. Who's a mainstay here on the podcast every week. We like to have him on and talk about what's going on. So, Coach Mitchell, thanks so much for joining us, as always, on the podcast.
Thanks, Paul. As always, thanks for having me and doing this.
Okay, so we just, first podcast of the season here. We talked a little bit about last year, talked about the playoff run. Unfortunately, it didn't end the way we wanted it to. Tough loss against Trenton. Had a couple key guys out, but you know what? Overall, I think it was a good run. It beat a really good Plymouth team, not the way it was or ended, obviously.
Yeah, it was a good year last year. Never ends when you lose your last game, it never ends the way you wanted to. But we're excited that we got started here, and now just going day by day and looking towards the future.
Okay, and quick summer flew by. You guys did the Livonia Stevenson Hockey Camp, which was successful this year. Some spring stuff we mentioned earlier in the podcast. The Fall League had some guys in the MDHL. So really no days off. It's a year-round thing, and we're right back here in the season. Season opened up last Friday against Brother Rice. You know, starting big right off the bat there. I know it was a tough loss, though.
Yeah, you know, we had a good spring, summer, fall, but definitely, you know, did not come out of the gate as we wanted to. It was not our best effort, I don't think. But, you know, give Brother Rice all the credit in the world. They came out, they dictated the pace of the game, took the game to us, and then put us at chasing the game. And when we have to chase the game, it never really works out. So we learned a lot. We, you know, that's what we want to do as your first game out, is learn as much as you can about your team, about your players, and then we got right back to work. So it's, you know, we move forward, we move on, and we look to grow from it. And but hats off to them. It was a great effort by Brother Rice.
No question there. And you know what, for a lot of people, obviously, that don't know, but we mentioned before, I mean, a lot of kids playing their first high school hockey game, you know, for the first time. So getting their feet wet, obviously against a quality opponent, but right out of the gate. But, you know, had to be happy with the effort of some of the younger guys stepping in at such an early test?
I don't know if happy is the right word, but, you know, like it is something that a lot of guys got their feet wet. And, you know, and I say it was good for them. It was a good experience. And I say maybe not happy, because I think even they would admit, I think we'd all admit that we would have liked to be a little bit better prepared, a little bit more consistent, a little bit more, you know, harder on pucks and harder in the key areas. We just weren't. And you know, I told them, 98% of it, a lot of it goes right on my, you know, lays right at my doorstep. And it's really on me and the coaching staff. We have to do a better job of getting them prepared. You know, we thought we did some good things, but, you know, looking back on it and, you know, having, you know, if I had the opportunity to do it again, I think we would emphasize some different things in our preparation. But you can't go back there. You can only learn from that, and you only can do your best to try to, you know, grow from it and not make the same mistake that you did. And so that's where we're at. So we had a good day of practice today, so we're excited about moving forward.
And moving forward, a big week for you guys. We talked about the big rival game against Churchill a night before Thanksgiving, and then right on in the Cranbrook Thanksgiving tournament. So it's just it's going to be a pretty eventful Thanksgiving week for you guys.
Yeah, it's always a busy week here at Thanksgiving. You know, excuse me, the Churchill game, it's always an annual thing. And, you know, boy, did they have a great run last year. So they're coming off of that. And it was great to see, you know, anytime you see a Livonia hockey team do that well and get to the state final, it was really exciting to see for our city. So it's going to be a big test for us. You know, we're looking forward to the opportunity. But, you know, it's more about what we do today and then what we do tomorrow and making sure we're a little bit more prepared for that. And I think we will be. I expect a better effort, you know, out of us. But, you know, same thing with them, too. I think they dropped their first one, so I know they're going to expect a better effort on their end. So it should be one heck of a hockey game.
Well, we're all looking forward to it, as we're happy to have the guys from Sports Radio Detroit here. Again, little plug action. They will be broadcasting that game. I believe puck drop is at 6 this Wednesday. At Edgar. And finally, Coach, here, just want to end, you know, we mentioned the schedule. I mean, you guys, we talked about it, the trips you got up to Hancock, Traverse City, the showcases this year. I mean, it's just a, you know, it's typical Stevenson hockey schedule. It's a gauntlet, it's tough, but it's something I know that you're going to be looking forward to.
Yeah, looking forward to it, but, you know, we have to be better. You know, we have to be better from, you know, the top to the bottom and all the way around. So, you know, our expectation is that we will be. So, sure, we're looking forward to it, but right now we're focused on tomorrow's practice and Churchill coming up. And, you know, absolutely hit the nail on the head with the Sports Radio Detroit guys. They're, you know, an extremely integral part of our family. We're thrilled to have them aboard. But, you know, I will throw out that, you know, I think part of what did it, the pregame threw me off, was when Ben, you know, Ben Scalise, you know, mentioned Kyle Zagata on the pregame. So, you know, if he brings up Kyle Zagata again on the pregame, you know, I'm probably going to walk out of the interview. It'll be the first time I walk and leave an interview if he brings up Zagata in a pregame interview again. No, in all seriousness, though, it was good. And they're great to have around. So, You know, kudos to them. Thanks to you. Thanks to all of everybody out there that's, you know, always been so supportive of Stevenson hockey. That was the tough part about Friday night, to tell you the truth, is that I think so many people were geeked for this. So many people were ready for another Stevenson hockey. And I don't know that we showed up like we're capable of showing up. So that's, again, on us. And we look inward and we will grow from the inside out. And the expectation is that we'll be better. So we're looking forward to that.
Well, Coach, thanks again for, you know, taking the time. We appreciate it. And there you go. I don't know if you heard that. He gave me a nice pat on the back. Exiting
studio. I was going to say, exit stage left there, right?
Yeah, the podcast studio here. So there you go, Coach, right? Or Coach, excuse me. There you go, folks. Right from the coach's mouth. You know, just kind of reiterating everything we kind of mentioned. And, you know, obviously, typical coach fashion. Yeah, not too happy with the way things started off, but, you know, positive that things will turn, you know, and get better, because that's the business that he's in. It's making sure that these kids do follow the process, do get better, and get better each day. I mean, not only just on the ice, but and off the ice too. I mean, just in life and working at things like that. So I'm excited. And I'm excited. Man, I could sit here and talk to these two guys for a long time. This is probably going on record as the longest Livonia Stevenson hockey podcast, because it's usually just been me and maybe a player and the coach. So I'm gonna twist the arm. Hopefully they'll be back.
I'll be back. But next time I want to talk about your music selection, how well you do it, because we could talk Pearl Jam all day long. I'm sure we'll probably alienate half the audience, but that's that's okay actually in that case. And we'll have to go over how Paul picks tunes, because Ben and I were talking about that Friday a little bit. And
I was even singing.
Coming out of
intermission break, I was singing one of the songs. And
yeah, and Ben was complimenting me for getting all the songs. But no, your music.
Well, next Monday is going to be music trivia.
Hey, there we go.
We're going to have a best of five. Who buzzes in quick?
I got to say that everything goes back to Dave, my brother, and it all started with him. When he first took over, he said, you know what, we gotta do a good job of making this a fun atmosphere for these kids and for the parents and for everybody. And it literally went from me, because I think of the technology at the time, or because we didn't really have a budget, or maybe I should say Eddie Edgar didn't have a budget. I was putting songs on CDs and then having to, you know, stop and play. But now we just try. Yeah, I say this: if somebody sings or somebody's dancing or moving and having fun, I think that's the job done there, right? But that's one thing I think our student section does a great job. We try to make coming to play at Eddie Edgar, you know, tough. I mean, that's our bar, and you can expect it to be loud and fun. And we're gonna bring it in every facet. We bring it on the ice. We bring it with the coaches. We bring it with the music. We bring it with the broadcasts. With you guys. So thank you again so much. We're going to wrap it up, because like I said, I think we could talk all night, but we'll leave it for the next time. Hopefully these guys join us.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much again. Just to remind you, go to sportsradiodetroit.com. Check those guys out. They have our game. I believe you guys have on archive too.
Yep, all archive. So if you go to SRD Prep, click on SRD Prep, and click on Livonia Stevenson, you'll find all the archive games from last year. So we still have people who listen to the championship game last year in the KLIA. So you can listen to the Trenton game. You can listen to whatever game you want. We'll have it on archive on our website, sportsradio.com.
That's awesome. Awesome stuff. And also check out all your other stuff, because these guys are doing like 8,000 things, their other broadcasts, podcasts. You can find them on Twitter. If you guys want to give your Twitter handles.
Oh, yeah. You can find me on Twitter at Rogcast, ROGCAST81. You can find Ben at
Ben Salagi.
Ben Salagi. And follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter, Sports Radio DET, and like us on Facebook, please, because that always goes a long way, Sports Radio Detroit. And we really appreciate everybody coming out and giving us compliments. And like I said, the parents, thank you again. Much appreciated.
Well, thank you guys. And that's going to do it for the first episode for this year for the Livonia Stevenson Hockey Podcast. Thanks to everyone, Coach Mitchell. Thanks to these guys. It's going to be a great week. We're looking forward to it. And we will talk to you next time. Take care.